Probably best if we pray, huh?
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. A lot of stuff going on, Lord, that we just don't understand. Help us. Help us to know thy will. Huh? Help us to do thy will. We're looking at your book again, Lord. Help us to learn today what it is you need us to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so anyone find it weird or odd or strange that the pastor on staff who's the alcoholic and drug addict gets to talk about wine? Right? It's like, uh-huh. And you're having fun with this too, aren't you, Lord? Uh-huh. It's nice to be sober. Love this Gospel of John. And blame Pastor Lois for helping me appreciate it more and more. This is the first miracle that takes place in the Gospel of John. It's the second chapter. It's busy, quick, you know. The disciples are coming and the light and this and that. And Jesus shows up where? At a wedding. A wedding reception. So what is it? Life with Christ is a party. Right? Interesting. Happens. Did you notice the opening line that Pastor read? On the third day. Does that ring a bell? Sound familiar? What happened on the third day? He rose again from the dead, seated at the right hand. Yes. You think he did that on purpose? Think he wrote it that way on purpose so we knew? We got questions when we get to heaven. I think he did. New life on the third day, resurrection. New life. This story is about new life. And then it's a wedding. That's new life too. Two people coming together to celebrate new life. Two people to change and to be changed by each other and the Lord. And to open themselves up to unknown possibilities and unforeseeable future. Wow, change. Jesus and the disciples are invited to the party, right? Huge party. We were taught that weddings back then was for the whole town. Any people that had to pay for a wedding recently? Yeah, let's invite the whole city of Edina to show up. Think how expensive and extravagant that must have been. Well, those parties lasted for days, I'm told. And guess what? They ran out of booze. The wine's gone. Talk about a huge embarrassment for the wedding party. Of course, they're not really paying attention to that. Parents are paying attention to that. But what an embarrassment. And guess who else is there? It says so. Jesus' mom. Full disclosure, I'm a fan of Jesus' mom. I like Mary. And don't badmouth Jesus' mom ever, right? Jesus' mommy. We don't pray to her. God bless her. But imagine what she went through. And don't you love the conversation between mother and son? So they've run out of wine. And did Jesus make this, she make this observation while Jesus was standing right there, and was she looking behind him going, oh yeah, they drank too much, those tax collectors and prostitutes and disciples and fishermen, you're drinking too much. Did she think that? I don't know. Let's give Mary the benefit of the doubt. But come on, talk about extravagance. What did it say? What did Pastor say? 6 stone jars, 20 gallons, or 30 gallons each. How's your math? What is that, about 150 gallons? Is that about right, 150? That's a party. Whew. Wow, I never drank that much. So what do you think about the conversation between Jesus and mom? Do you hear what he said? Woman. Imagine doing that in your house when you were younger. That would be soap in the mouth for sure, and maybe the wooden creamery spoon on the hind end. Do you talk to your mom like that? Woman. You know, maybe he could have said, Mom, watch your own bobber, okay? Go to Al-Anon. This is not about us. But Mom comes through and says, what? Do whatever he tells you to do. You think she loves her boy? Of course, she's got the inside skinny before he was even born, you know? This is God in the flesh. I love her example. Got a problem? I'm going to bring it to God. There's a God. I'm going to ask God for help. You have a problem? Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to him. He'll help you figure it out. Turn your will and your life over to the care of God every single day. I have a problem. His name is Kurt. Right? What's your problem? I need to continue to work on what needs to change in me and in my attitudes. Less judgmental, less believing that I know what's best for me and for others. Do whatever he tells you, Mary says. And Jesus does what? He tells the servants to fill the jars with water to the brim. Again, extravagant amount, right? Extravagant grace. Maybe that's what this story is about. Yeah, when the wine goes out, our work when the wine goes out is to help carry the water. I can do that. You can do that. We know how to carry water. And Jesus taught us, right? What to do what? These are some of the things he taught. It's about carrying water. The water looks like love and compassion and self-giving. It looks like courage and hope and faith. It looks like wonder and beauty and thanksgiving. It looks like hospitality. It looks like mercy and forgiveness. It looks like giving others and ourselves the benefit of the doubt and not judging. It looks like prayer and intimacy and vulnerability. It looks like staying connected to and concerned about others. It looks like peace and respect and dignity. It looks like seeing and treating others the way you want to be seen and treated, right? That's what he taught us. Jesus said, I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly, extravagantly. Water to wine. Do you have a water to wine story? When have you experienced that kind of change in your life, or you've seen it happen in someone else's life? Do you got any of that? Think about what ways in which your life has been changed and transformed. Chances are, it may have started the day the wine ran out. Maybe that looks like what? Death of a loved one, divorced, a diagnosis. Maybe it was failure or a disappointment or a regret. Maybe it looks like it was just too much and too big and you felt small and powerless. Maybe it was just one thing after another and it left you overwhelmed and exhausted. Maybe your life was a mess. when you felt lost and stuck and confused? Maybe life had become routine, boring, humdrum, and there was no sparkle, no energy, no creativity. And then someone showed up and said or did something that made all the difference. Somehow what they did and said brought color back into your face. There was a new vitality and vibrance going on. You could taste it, and it tasted like the best ever. They didn't refill your glass with wine. They offered their water, living water, Jesus. They offered you the water of faith, hope, and love. They offered the water of their time, listening, and presence. They gave you the water of encouragement and compassion and assistance. They provided the water of wisdom and guidance. They prayed for you and stood by you. And maybe they even poured out a truth that was difficult and painful to hear. And the empty jar of your life was filled to the brim, and everything changed. I'm not talking about the time when we have to decide whether we see the glass as half full or half empty. I'm talking about those times in our lives when the glass is dry, when the bottle is on its side, the party's over, and we're dying of thirst. An example for me was I was early in the days of recovery, and my life was still a mess. I was sober. But what a mess. Pastor Youngdahl found me amidst the congregation on an Easter Sunday morning, right about out there. He reminded me that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for me too. Guess what? Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for you too. You? So who do you turn to, especially when things get hard and difficult? I think today's gospel directs us to the one who satisfies all of our needs and does so abundantly with extravagant grace. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.